Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, we are learning Pelo Yoitz in Shema 201 on the topic of Besura, of sharing good news. You should be someone who looks to share good news. And as I've mentioned in the other recordings that we recorded this morning, that I want to share with you the Besura Teiva of my son Rafal becoming a bar mitzvah. And one should understand, what does that mean of a bar mitzvah? What that means is we just strengthen the army of Hashem. Is Godel HaMetzuvah Oiseh? Yoiseh Misha Eina Metzuvah Oiseh. When one is commanded to do mitzvahs, it's greater, says the Gemara in Kedushin, and one is not commanded to do mitzvahs. And the reason is because now you have a Yetzirah to fight, and the Mitzvah Hashem to overcome the Yetzirah. So when you do the mitzvahs, it strengthens all of Klal Yisrael. So I'm going to give brachas to everyone as well. Shav simchas by you also. Amen. Just like when it comes to tztaka. The Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Ayin Aleph tells us, Aniyecha Koidmin, the aniyim of your city come first. Kein hadavar lein gemilus chasadim. So too in regards to doing chesed. But ircha koidmin. The people of your city come first. What that means is as follows. The Pelioitz is educating us. Imagine if we had the opportunity to sit in front of the great Pelioitz. Well, Rabbi Zay, not me, but the Sefer is in front of us. His words are coming alive, and he is telling us that when it comes to doing chesed, concentrate, focus, not only, but first, on those around you. Are there people, your neighbors, who need chesed? Are there people down your block from you who need chesed? Are there people in your community who need chesed? Start with the inner circles and then work out. But don't just stop with your inner circles. But that's when you start, right? Right, we start with the inner circles. V'asher lo itoyiv also ha'atzlonim shebenosim l'drochim en koisim l'kreiveim olan shebeisim l'idiyim es shleimam. So in those days, the way to communicate was by writing letters when you're far away. We're talking now the 1800s, we're talking here, the early 1800s. They didn't have email yet. No texting. They didn't have texting either, right? So he says, it's not right that people would travel and they wouldn't write a letter back to tell those dear to them that they arrived safely. So what is he telling here? Well, he's saying something very poshut. In this generation, let's talk our generation now. And we all have phones, for better or for worse, we all have phones. So you go somewhere, whoever, whatever the situation might be, if it's to tell someone that you arrived, tell that person who might be thinking about you, yes, you arrived at your destination. You send a little text, you give a quick call, whatever it might be. And therefore, the person doesn't have to worry. Menashem b'raw, because sometimes people are mamish concerned. Bevada yasidim litainis adin. And he says strong words. You're causing pain to someone. You're causing discomfort to someone. That's something that Hashem's going to say, why did you do that? Think about other people. Now let's follow, let's connect the dots. What did he say? He started out by saying that when it comes to giving tzedakah, you start with those in your community. Start, don't finish, but start with those in your community. When it starts with chesed, start with those in your community. Now who is he talking about chesed? Do chesed. If a person is expecting a phone call from you, have them in mind. Whether it's a parent, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a friend, whether it's a child, whoever it might be. That's called chesed. You hear what's going on? When was the last time we thought making a phone call to somebody is called chesed? Sending a text message to tell the person you arrived safely is called chesed. Vaish, asher hu toiv yodov rav loy, lichtoy v'chol mavor v'harbei drachem kidei shiagiu l'yodam igroisov In those days, once again, he's saying, write those letters. If you write a letter to somebody in this day, they might think like, well, when did this come from? What in the world is this? How do you open it up? I mean, obviously, I'm exaggerating.
They already came home.
Right? Right? We're just still recording, please. Let's hold off the comments for a minute, please. But the message that the Pelyoitz is teaching us is do chesed, be concerned for the other person, and send them that message, that text message, whatever the trip might have been, even if it's a long trip, a short trip, reach out to them and realize you're doing chesed.